wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Thank you.
now you guys go back to your parents. Christmas is over now.
What's the sound that the sheep makes? The thing is, all that is a sign for help. When sheep do that, they want to know where their mother is. They want to know where they're supposed to go. It's a sign for help. And that is what prayer is for us. Our prayer is our God. We have to call out for help. And that's what it means to not do life by yourself. To call out for help. So as we celebrate the street, and here we have this pageant with a very innocent children and a story that we've heard countless amounts of times. And we kind of look at it as all kind of very sentimental and pretty, but there's a great divine truth that is revealed to us in this light. The divine truth is that we do not live by ourselves. Jesus wants us to be sheep. He wants us to call out to him, and especially when we feel directionless, especially when we don't know where things are going, he wants us to baa louder. That is why we rejoice in this night. And also, as you come to this Mass, as you come to any Mass, you are given a tangible sign that you do not walk through this life alone. Because you not only celebrate something that happened 2,000 years ago, we are able to enter into that mystery through Holy Communion. When we receive the Eucharist tonight, we are receiving the Christ child, we are receiving the Good Shepherd, we are receiving what we need in order to leave these doors tonight and realize that we have everything we need to face whatever is going on in our lives. Especially waking up tomorrow morning with your kids looking for where we're standing, okay? And dealing with in-laws and those that are here. All right? So, let's rejoice tonight. Let us rejoice in being the sheep that God has called us to be. And let us rejoice that we have a good shepherd who never leaves one sheep by himself. Amen?
Amen.
And that is why God